On hand were Margot Lalich, Clatsop County Interim Health Director, Julie Geiger, Vice President of Patient Services at Columbia Memorial in Astoria, and Jason Plamondon, Chief Nursing Officer at Providence Seaside. Geiger and Plamondon said their facilities have seen COVID case numbers slow down or plateau from the recent surge that threatened to overwhelm the rural hospitals. Geiger said that during the Delta surge, CMH canceled all but emergency surgeries. Things have improved enough now that the hospital is considering taking down its temporary COVID unit, which involves something called a negative pressure room.
Because we were seeing an influx of COVID patients who needed a negative pressure room to make sure that COVID's not circulating in other parts of the hospital. And we turned our same-day surgery unit into a total negative pressure unit for our COVID patients.
Negative pressure rooms have lower air pressure inside than out. This means that when the door is open, potentially contaminated air from inside the room will not flow outward. Both officials said their hospital emergency rooms remain very busy. National Guard personnel are still on duty at both hospitals. There are 27 National Guard staff at CMH and 13 at Providence Seaside. Plamondon said Guard personnel have provided invaluable support, handling various non-medical tasks, such as helping stock emergency room supplies and answering phones. He said their presence has been a big morale booster for overworked staff.
Doing those things to free the nurses up so that they can provide care for our patients.
He said the National Guard would likely remain on duty at Providence through the end of September and possibly longer. Neither administrator said they'd seen an uptick in cases traceable to the Hood to Coast relay, which flooded the county with visitors in late August. Lalich said collaboration between the health department, the two local hospitals, and the National Guard has helped staff manage the pandemic. Also, retired health professionals in the local community have stepped up to offer their expertise to the department.
Part of the way we cope and adapt, because we're all exhausted and fatigued, right, is that we're leveraging our assets in the community in the best possible way. And when we do that, we actually multiply our resources.
She said it's unclear yet what will happen as we head into the winter months. And even though health professionals like the public have been dealing with the pandemic for what feels like a long time, they're still learning new things about vaccine efficiency, the value of booster doses, and how the fall flu season will figure in with the COVID pandemic. Officials continue to monitor for new variants.
Don't get too comfortable, because we're not sure what's going to present in the months to come.
The National Guard facility at Camp Rylea in Warrenton is now up and running as the county's COVID testing site. It's open for testing Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. To schedule a test, call 503-325-8500.